It's the hour of round table. While other industrialized nations grapple with dangerously problematic plastic consumption, Norway stands out, recycling up to 97% of its plastic bottles thanks to a nationwide bottle deposit scheme. These are called reverse vending machines, have been placed all over the nation to collect recyclables to combat the rising global issue. Yeah, this is interesting. How does the so-called reverse vending machine work?
So I assume that when customers buy drinks that comes with plastic bottles, they have to pay a deposit of like 10 to 25 pennies, depending on the size. And people can then return it to a machine or over the counter where they bought it. And a barcode is read and they are handed a coupon or cash. So in Norway, the deposit return machine accepts only two types of plastic bottle with approved labels and even approved glue to fix the labels. Very interesting, because I don't think that's a radical revolution or something, because here in Beijing, at least in the park where next to home to my home, I realized there was something that's called the reverse vending machine. Initially, when I walked past it, I thought it was perhaps a vending machine for soft drinks. And then I looked closely and realized it was something that's used to recycle plastic bottles. So it's not something dramatically new. We also have it.
But you're being charged extra when you're buying these things.
We are probably being charged extra.
But do we get a refund of a certain amount when we recycle?
Or if you bother to return the bottle to the reverse vending machine, I imagine you would get refunded.
I'm just thinking about Yanjing beer. If you return your empty long neck of Yanjing to where you bought it, they will give you a discount on your next bottle of beer.
Yeah, that's what we did when we were university students. We drank and we collected the beer bottles and we got refunds.
Oh, okay. Well, that's lovely to hear. But when you look at what they've done in Norway and achieving a 97% of a recycle rate, that is very impressive.
They've done really well. I mean, we've got similar schemes in parts of Australia where if you take your cans or bottles to a central depot to be collected, you'll get some money back, but nowhere near like the 97% rate that they're getting. And the chief executive of the company who's doing this, Kjell Olav Meldum, says that some of the material that they've collected has been recycled more than 50 times already.
Wow.
And less than 1% of the plastic in the bottles is going back into the environment as waste.
That's very interesting. And also, I think it shows that they're very serious about this and coming up with some smart policies to address the issue.
I think they will each find a way. I mean, for the Norwegians, perhaps erecting those reversed vending machines is the way to do it. Here in Beijing, we have an existence or a presence that's called damas. So those middle-aged or elderly women who are hovering like vulture over the dustbin bins. Because earlier this morning, I had an encounter with one of those damas because I was taking my dustbin, my dust bag into the dustbin, and she stared at me for a brief second, and she determined that there was nothing of value in my bag. She walked away. So they have accumulated certain experience, quite the experience, to tell whether there is valuable stuff in the dustbin or not. And I tell you, they are constantly there. They are constantly watching.
And look, garbage is big business. In Australia, we have a lot of curbside recycling. So the local government will come and pick up your recycling from outside your house or pick up any sort of big household things that you want to get rid of and recycle. And some local governments have actually sued residents who've gone round and collected the recycling to cash it in for themselves, because those local governments make a lot of money by selling the scrap off to other producers when they get recycled.
Yeah, and that is certainly big business, and China used to import that stuff, but no longer now.
Not anymore.
And China has produced enough waste and garbage that I think we need to process. And recycle is certainly a very good idea, but how can we put that idea into action, I think that is still one of the issues that we're grappling with in this country. And that's it for today's Roundtable. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.